From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jacqueline Carley, and here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. A legal battle has opened between a local broadband provider and cell carrier T-Mobile. A lawsuit filed by BlueSurf, a company that provides internet access to rural communities on Delmarva, claims that T-Mobile has interfered with its exclusive broadband frequencies. The company claims that hurt its operation and cost them half their customers. BlueSurf is seeking $116 million in damages. T-Mobile declined to comment. Delaware's Legislative Hall in Dover hosted its first Muslim Community Day. Representative Medina Wilson Anton was joined by local leaders of Islamic organizations to promote civic engagement between legislators and Muslim Delawareans. Representative Wilson Anton.
This is something that Muslim communities have been doing in other parts of the country, and here in Delaware we felt like it was time for us to get a little bit more organized and come down in person as a group to talk about the issues that are important to us as a community.
Wilson Anton says those concerns vary in the Muslim community, but most are united behind one cause, an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. And the life and legacy of a fallen police officer will be celebrated today. Hikuk Fest gets underway at the Kylan Barn Amphitheater in Delmar this evening from 5 to 9:30. The event helps support local organizations and law enforcement. Be sure to join us for WBOC News from the Newsplex. I'm Jacqueline Carley.